Mountains of sugar piled high in a French warehouse. Harvested in sugarcane plantations across the globe, the sweet cargo travels thousands of kilometers to feed Europe. It's a pattern of trade dating back hundreds of years. And as this exhibition argues, that history holds the roots of current climate change. We Are History challenges visitors to take a different perspective, to go back in time to when European nations colonized much of the world, extracting natural resources, forcing millions into slavery, and setting up the plantation system.
From the colonial period onwards, we had these patterns of movements of ships, movements of people, movements of product, movements of commerce, movements of communications, if we want to understand what climate change looks like and how we've brought that about as a human species, we can look at our practices across hundreds of years.
Works by artists with a personal connection to the developing world trace the link between empire building and pillaging of the land and the native people.
There were lots of land and
drawings by Dutch sailors celebrating the plentiful as they arrived in Africa, where their large-scale plunder left a number of animals extinct. The archive photograph of young men and a boy piloting their canoe in Madagascar seeks to redignify the subjects, not a docile group. The black braid surrounding the hanging speaks to the enslaved people working together to resist as best they could, be resilient, and to survive.
We stand as a testament to that survival. And I think, you know, we live within, you know, globalized systems that still use these extractive practices. And so actually for the majority of people out there, they don't, you know, the economics of the plantation haven't really gone away.
The show is in a colonial era building. Somerset House was the headquarters for the British Navy, the power Britain relied on to rule a large part of the world.
The global trade patterns of that empire persist. Poorly paid factory workers in the developing world providing cheap goods to consumers in the north. Jessica Baldwin, Al Jazeera, London.